Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for June 19th through 25th, 2023. So yes, I guess it's another week. Where did last week go? And as we are, joining today, we are wrapping up Gemini season, and we are saying hello to Cancer season. So we're sort of in that sort of in-between space. We just came off of a Gemini new moon. We just had Saturn retrograde. I need to sort of, touch base on Saturn, touch base actually even with Neptune, because we've got a lot of Saturn and Neptune energies that are bringing us through the week. What does that mean? For those that are watching live, as always, do say hello. Let me know how you're doing. How did you feel that Gemini new moon? It's just like, when I get that really heavy Neptune energy, it's just like, I just want to take a nap, for example. But so if you're just joining me live and you do not know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to talk about the astrology. So I know I say it every week, but it's worth saying over and over again, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. Never forget that. The astrology is just time, structure of time, how we live time, metaphoric time. But then there's you. That's why, astrology is never sort of this hard and fast metric. We have to take into account you and how you live this energy. So yes, we got some things to catch up on. Let's just dive right in and talk about just this Gemini new moon that we had yesterday. Like, when I was going through the astrology last week, I had a lot to sort of get through. So I just want to sort of circle back to this new moon. And even, let me back up for a second. The new moons presently, and probably over the next 6 months, the new moons are happening at the end of the sign. So we sort of have this weird thing happen where we get to the end, in this case, we get to the end of Gemini season, and then, we're ready to start Cancer season because we have that Gemini new moon. And then, a few days later, we have the start of Cancer season. And then we don't have the Cancer new moon until Cancer season is almost wrapped up. And this is just the function of time and how the solar calendar doesn't line up with the lunar calendar, just the way that it is. But it's really through the lunar calendar. I mean, I know that we are our own personal calendar is solar based, but it's really how the lunar calendar measures time and the structure of time and how you really see that interplay between Saturn and the new moons or the full moons or the lunar nodes. And so this is how our reality is woven. And so over the next 4 weeks, which is the duration of the lunar month, we are sort of living life through the lens of Gemini, even though it's Cancer season. So it means that archetypically speaking, that's what the zodiac signs are. They are archetypes. There's so much information that is packed into a zodiac sign, but it's also the wheel of life. And so there is this path that we can walk through each of the zodiac signs. We can do it throughout the year. We can do it throughout the day. We could do it throughout the month with the moon going through each of the zodiac signs. But it's through that we go from the eye, Aries, all the way to the end of the zodiac, Pisces, which is about leaving this physical plane, which is about the intermediary between the physical and the non-physical, but it's also about endings. And these are the endings that bring us back to new beginnings with Aries. So here we are, we're in Gemini season, about to go into Cancer, and we are sort of in the earlier parts of the zodiac. We've sort of moved through Aries season into Taurus and into Gemini. We need to sort of learn about our environment. We need to try new things. We need to sort of weigh our options, do a lot of different things. That is sort of that sometimes manic energy that Gemini can have. And I'm not picking on Gemini. I actually have a Gemini moon, so I sort of get it. It's like, I want to try everything. But that's the youngness of the Gemini moon. It's sort of like we have to get into the latter signs to really start to take that Gemini energy and give it a little bit of discipline and to be able to choose wisely. And we sort of had that energy last week with Mercury square Saturn, where Saturn was like, you know, just slow down, Gemini. Maybe want to try things a little bit, you see what your options are. You know, look towards the future. How do your choices impact others, impact different situations in your life? So here we are, we're in this Gemini new moon period that takes us all the way into July. We need to sort of take, you know, a leaf from Saturn's book. Saturn just turned retrograde. Saturn talks about how, you know, whenever Saturn turns retrograde or direct, it is a structural point for the year. So life tends to build around this point. We're going to have Saturn direct when we get to beginning of November, so quite a while from now, 5 months from now. And that's where we have this other structural point for the year. So pay attention, what's going on right now? And I get it, Saturn's in Pisces. Pisces is not really known for being this sort of tangible sign. So yes, Saturn in Pisces, what we're building, what we're constructing, the structural point is emotional, spiritual, but Saturn's still gonna Saturn, and your relationship to Saturn, especially if you are a mutable sign, these are my Geminis, these are my Sagittarius, my Virgos, and my Pisces, something also really wants to take shape and take form right now because you're getting that hard Saturn aspect at the moment. And I was actually really thinking about this because I'm always sometimes pleasantly surprised when I see the transit in my life. I'm like, oh, there's Saturn. And so, you know, for me, it's like getting that recognition from an authority, getting more responsibility, somebody saying, okay, great, you can now do this. And I remember when Saturn went over my son, this was almost 10 years ago, and I had just kind of not just gotten out of my Saturn return, but I was still pretty gun shy when it came to Saturn because my Saturn return was brutal. And I was like, oh no, what's going to happen when Saturn crosses my son? And I got more responsibilities. Everybody was like, here you go. And I felt like Saturn was like, okay, you know, you can get the keys to the house, the keys to the car. So this, you know, I'm sort of sharing that as a personal, example, because, you know, Saturn energy, yes, it can be heavy. Yes, we can hit a wall, metaphorically speaking. Yes, it can show us where we've either transgressed. Of course you're not transgressing, but do keep in mind that Saturn just wants balance, equity, stability. It's sort of, we sort of have to see it as the ruler of both Capricorn and Aquarius. So it's a time when we, you know, the structural point this week, we can put our lives back into order. We can sort of see where are things in balance? Where are things not in balance? Maybe somebody's giving a promotion. Maybe somebody's recognizing us for our hard work. Maybe, you know, something is coming together. Yes, even in Pisces, things can come together. And it also really depends on your own personal astrology. So that Saturn energy is really seeded into our experiences this lunar month. And that's where, when you look at the energies of the new moon and you look at the planets that are making aspects within the new moon, it sort of gives you the shape and the form of the coming 4 weeks. Yes, time, shape, form, energy. And, you know, time is an energy, but that's where Saturn gives it a bit of structure. So this is, we're building something this week. There's Saturn. Saturn just turned retrograde at 7 degrees of Pisces. And this is our first major check-in with Saturn's time in Pisces. Do keep in mind that Saturn will not leave Pisces until February of 2026. So this is sort of this first check-in of what Saturn is going to mean for us and our sign. For example, it might be a week where we receive news. It's again, just to really pay attention to what the story is. And I think ultimately, and this is more of a broader look, at Saturn and Pisces, it's where we have to start to sometimes make peace with the things that, you know, maybe our minds or even, you know, on paper, you know, how can we ever make peace with this? But there is true peace in Pisces. I realize that is a high reach when we get to Pisces, but Pisces is the sign of the fishes. It sort of takes the duality of Gemini, which is the first mutable sign, and it shows us the ultimate duality of life. So yeah, how do we make peace this week? How do we let go? I realize these are big statements. So we have the Saturn energy in the Gemini new moon period, and then we also have Neptune. So this new moon happened on a Sun-Neptune square. Fun fact, Neptune is at 27 degrees of Pisces. That's near the end of the sign. So Neptune takes 14 years, yes, 14 years, to go through a zodiac sign. And so Neptune has been in Pisces since 2011 and 2012. That's a long time. But next year, Neptune's actually going to go into Aries, and hasn't been in Aries, you know, in 160 years. So we've got, you know, kind of a little off tangent for a moment. So maybe it's the Gemini energy. But as we start to get into the next few years, it's even happening right now. Pluto next year goes back into Aquarius. In 2025, Neptune goes into Aries. In 2025, 2026, Uranus goes into Gemini. So we've got a lot of outer planets changing signs over the next few years. And we're going to start to see those bigger tectonic plates on a larger macro level start to shift as well. But I'm getting way ahead of myself. But what I'm thinking about is how, you know, Neptune is at the end of Pisces. We have Saturn at the beginning of Pisces. They're not in orb, as we say in astrology, but they are in the room, so to speak. So we're sort of seeing the Saturn energy through the lens of Neptune. What is Neptune? Well, number one, Neptune is an evolutionary planet, meaning these are the three planets, and you could argue there's more, but you know, I like to keep it a little bit more focused. These are the three planets that are discovered in the modern times. I put that in air quotes because Uranus was discovered in the 1780s, and that's not really modern. But these planets were not known to the ancients. So ergo, the astrology had to sort of learn, how do you work with Neptune? How do you work with Uranus? How do you work with Pluto? For me, and maybe I see things a little bit differently, Neptune, it's an evolutionary planet. It's just trying to get us to grow and evolve by any means possible. But Neptune does its work differently than Uranus and Pluto. Neptune works on the intermediary plane between the physical world and the non-physical world. It's kind of like the moon. It pulls at us. It's sort of this, transmitter. I have strong Neptune in my chart. It's pretty much sits on my ascendant, and it sort of sits on everything else in my chart. I know Neptune. And Neptune, it can make you very intuitive. It can make you very dreamy, very creative, very musical, very artistic, very alluring. But it can also take you away from reality. So we have to really navigate the Neptune energy over the next 4 weeks, if not this week. Neptune, I think, ultimately is trying to get us to step outside of this world. So let me explain that, because I don't think we're ultimately like supposed to, you know, leave reality, but to really start to see ourselves beyond just, you know, our Saturnian world. Because up until 1781, the last thing that we could see in the sky with the naked eye was Saturn. So that's why Saturn, you know, especially within traditional astrology, has this sense of, you know, the end of the sky. You couldn't see beyond Saturn, but then, you know, with telescopes and modern advances in science, you could start to see beyond. And we even now have pictures, which is, you know, if you think about it, the ancients didn't have pictures of Pluto, Neptune, Jupiter. You know, you have to get to like the 1600s when we start to get a sense of Jupiter and its moons and Galileo. I'm kind of getting a little off tangent, but Neptune, it really tries to get us to see ourselves at a higher level, but that's not always so easy because it's an evolutionary planet. It means we first have to face ourselves, and we have to face the parts of ourselves that are in some sort of friction or some sort of against seeing ourselves at a higher level. Because when you're truly at that level, and it, you know, doesn't happen very often, if at all, sometimes the things that make us suffer, the things that we thought were important, are not important. So that's why high Neptune, again, high bar, high reach for all of us this week, it really helps us to surrender, to let go. So we do have some friction with Neptune this week. Mercury is square Neptune, and we have Mercury in Gemini, which is typically very thinking, learning, rational mind, analytical, especially when you pick up on the energy of Virgo as well. Neptune It's not rational. It's not analytical. Things do not make sense. It's dreamy. It's, you know, maybe you were having some very vivid dreams this morning. Maybe your dreams are very vivid, you know, with all this Neptune energy, because we are more sensitive. We are picking up on a lot more things than we typically pick up on. And maybe what you're feeling is not actually yours. It's sort of part of this collective emotional tide pull that pulls in, pulls out. Like I said, Neptune has the sort of resonance like the moon. So you can use this energy, you know, in consciousness, you know, meditate, reflect, keep your grounding. Saturn, you know, you're in a physical body, but you're also a non-physical body. Mercury will square Neptune this week. In fact, when we get to this, when I go through the week, you know, Mercury square Neptune does have a reputation for telling tall tales, telling fibs. And so there is a little bit of that energy of like, is it true? Is it real? You know, do we use this energy to embellish, to find our creative voice, to find our creative spirit, to get involved in creative writing? Or we having a little bit of problems with, you know, making things clear. But that said, I think there's like, we have to figure out, you know, what's in our head, but also what's in our heart. And I think that's really at the heart, so to speak, of the Gemini moon that we just had yesterday, June 18th. It's sort of the rationality of Gemini and sort of wanting to try everything Gemini. But ultimately, what's good for you? What do you need? What does your spirit need? What's in your heart? How do you take that creative vision for your life and make it a reality, bring it into manifestation? And while I'm thinking about it, before I forget, you know, somebody asked me, can I start a new job or agree to a job while Saturn's retrograde? Absolutely. And I think that, and I know I'm a little bit of a soapbox here, but like, we have this sort of cultural narrative about retrogrades means your life grinds to a halt. And you have to understand that Jupiter onward, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, spend 4 to 5 months out of the year retrograde. So they were mostly retrograde throughout the year. And Saturn retrograde, you know, retrograde is a yin phase. It means that we pull back, we reflect, we reapproach the issue, we see things from different perspectives, we look at our blind spots, we look at our karma. And so, yeah, life goes on. Of course, you can say yes to a job. In fact, I've seen, like, you know, major commitments happen around Saturn retrograde. And I've seen relationships start with Saturn turning retrograde. I've seen jobs begin before Saturn turns retrograde. So, you know, of course, you do you. It's not for me to tell you what to do. But if it's me, it's fine. It's fine. You can start a job during Saturn retrograde. You know, sometimes when it's like Mars retrograde or, you know, Mercury retrograde, give or take, you don't have to look at things, you know, from all angles and maybe just make sure your motivations are in the right place. So yeah, we're bringing the Saturn energy into the week. See where Saturn is showing up for you, where you're getting a pat on the back. Good job. You know, given more responsibility, or where you're told something is not working. Saturn just wants us to do the work, and so maybe we're doing the work this week. Neptune energy, again, it's making us a little dreamy, a little spacey, a little intuitive, a little creative, a little spiritual, depending on how you use it this week. And in fact, we're going to talk about Neptune more next week, because Neptune is turning retrograde as well. Remember, you know, Neptune, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto spend 5 months out of the year retrograde, and a lot of you probably have it retrograde in your chart when you were born, for example. The big news this week is the sun going into Cancer. So the sun arrives in Cancer on the 21st of June, and it is the start of the summer season here in the Northern Hemisphere. I know for those who are in the Southern Hemisphere, it is the start of winter, and maybe you're part of what I call the Tuesday Club. You're listening to me tomorrow on Tuesday, and yes, it's getting ready for the start of winter in the Southern Hemisphere. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, it is the longest day. The sun has reached its sort of like its highest view in the sky. We, you know, and going forward, it's going to be less and less and less sunlight. I know, I'm not trying to be a bummer here, but it's to really see how, you know, this is why we celebrate the sun. The sun is the light. The sun is, you know, the life for us. It's the passion. It's the archetype of the creator. And then we go into this period that brings us to the equinox in September, equal day, equal night. And then we get to the winter solstice in December, the darkest day of the year, and sort of this eternal dance that we all do. So this is one of those, you know, power days. The sun goes into Cancer. It's the start, you know, the solstice, for example. But Cancer season is very different than Gemini season. You know, Cancer is a water sign. It is the first water sign. There's three water signs. There's three signs of every element. There are four elements in astrology. And water with Cancer is about, it's like primal water. It's home, it's family, it's past, it's memory, it's my needs, my wants. And that's why sometimes we can get a little cranky with Cancer season. You know, am I getting my needs met? What is my relationship with home and family? Is home and family a complicated subject matter? But regardless of our individual experiences, as an archetype, it is a necessity. Cancer in the zodiac wheel forms the base of the zodiac. It talks about the roots, the foundation, what really supports our lives. So we're really getting into the heart and the soul and the things that are very important. On a collective level, of course, Cancer is going to be a different part of your own astrology, which I will highlight when we go through each of the zodiac signs. And I was sort of, when I was writing about the astrology of this week, you know, it reminded me of how much, you know, you think you know an element, you think you know water, and then you sort of like dig into it more, and you sort of see the deeper layers, no pun intended. Water is the last element in astrology. So there's sort of this, you know, we start with Aries, we go to Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and then Cancer. That forms a set. And then we start the cycle over. Then we go into Leo, fire, earth, air, water. And then we have the last set, which brings us all the way to Pisces, the end of the zodiac. Water isn't just feeling an emotion. Water is the bridge. Water helps us to make meaning. Water helps us to take ideas and information, air, relationships, air, and make them deeper. So water is this, you know, hinge of an element. It's a very important element, and I think sometimes we don't always truly appreciate the depth and the necessity and how, you know, life is created through the elements. And so, you know, Cancer season is really to reframe our relationship with element water. How do we move on? How do we go from one stage of life to the next? How do we transport ourselves emotionally, spiritually, metaphorically speaking, into something new, for example? I'm sure we'll talk about that more when we get to the Cancer new moon in July. Also, for those that I've talked about this past couple of weeks, I am teaching a 5-week course in astrology. It is an air quotes beginner course. It's actually all levels. And it's not just meant to be a lecture. It's meant to be experiential, getting into these sort of deeper layers, sort of going beyond the cultural veneer of our understanding of each of the zodiac signs, sometimes even our own personal understanding of the zodiac signs, to understand what is at the heart of the planets, of the zodiac signs, and sort of the wheel of life and the sacred path that is in the zodiac. And so for those that were in my Saturn masterclass, you know, we packed a lot into that, and although that was a 12-week course. But yes, for those that want to join me, we're going to have a really great group getting started next week. It is June 29th all the way through July 27th, meeting weekly. I know the time zone difference is not always great, but for those that, you know, want to watch after, it will be recorded, and you also get access to 4 hours of learning about astrology. So go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. The link is also in the show notes, and this is sort of like my way of sort of taking my philosophy and how I look at astrology, my relationship with Saturn, and sort of building and rebuilding and reconstructing our relationship with astrology, which is just a mirror for our relationship with life. So that's starting next week. I hope you can join me. So yeah, go to my website. So let's go through the astrology of this week for June 19th through 25th of 2023. We do have Jupiter sextile Saturn today, June 19th. This is a little bit, you know, sextiles are quiet. So that's my dog. Sextiles are quiet in astrology. They can give us opportunities. They can open up doors, sort of. I mean, it's kind of a funny way of looking at sextiles. But for me, the sextile is like a concierge. Like it sort of like leaves a little chocolate on the pillow. It like does the things behind the scenes. You don't even realize it's happening. You know, Jupiter sextile Saturn can give us opportunities this week. It can really sort of show where that creative vision, that intuition can start to take shape and to take form. And I think Jupiter and Saturn, these are these two planets that really build and construct our outer world. You know, Saturn is form and structure, but Jupiter is sort of the sense of meaning and purpose and laws and our ability to see the world. So this could be a week where we're trying to get into, well, what do I believe in? What do I stand for? What does this all mean? For example. Then we get into the 21st of June and the sun arrives in Cancer. It's the start of winter in the southern hemisphere, the start of summer if you're here like me in the northern hemisphere. And so it's this power day where we sort of get into this new season. And so this is why the ancients really marked the solstice and the equinox and the different what are called cross-quarter days, because this is how we mark time. This is how we mark the different seasons and sort of that agricultural relationship with astrology, but also these sort of deeper markers, on a different, deeper spiritual level. This is the sun at the height of its light, and then going forward, we will have less and less sunlight here in the northern hemisphere. Then we're going to have Mars trine Chiron. This is going to be on the 22nd of June. Mars is in Leo right now, and so Mars is really kind of giving that fire and passion to the sign of Leo, creativity, self-expression. Chiron, which is a pain point in astrology, it's actually a newer addition to astrology. Chiron shows where we are sort of personally and collectively doing our healing work. Since 2018, Chiron has been in Aries. If you are about 50, give or take, you are going through your Chiron return. And so this is where that deeper pain point might actually be personal. But what I've noticed about Chiron in Aries is that we have to take the things that have made us suffer the most. And these are the things that are around bravery and courage, standing up for ourselves, being able to move forward and use it like medicine to help and inspire and empower other people. Mars trine Chiron gives us the opportunity to do just that. Then we go into the end of this week, and on the 25th of June, Mercury squares Neptune. So this is a day to really try to find find the harmony between what's in the head and what's in the heart and what's in your spirit. It's a time to look at music, creativity, self-expression, dance for those that are interested in that. But sometimes when Mercury is square Neptune, we have to make sure that we are getting the right information. So that is your look at the astrology of this week, June 19th through 25th, 2023. Now let's look at each of the 12 zodiac signs. And for those that are listening, listen for your rising sign, listen for your sun sign, listen for both. Some people really get good information listening for their moon sign. Honestly, you could pull something out of each of the 12 signs if you sort of can reverse engineer your chart, but just focus on your sun and your rising. So let's start with Aries. So the sun's arrival in Cancer this week. Cancer is Aries' fourth sign, home, family. So Aries, you have what's called a natural chart. So this is a time for you to really shore up your base. And for some people, that literally means spending time at home, more time at home, making a move, spending time with family, spending time with your own family, whether it's your immediate family, meaning your children, your household. Maybe your parents need more attention. Sometimes when we get through Cancer season, because it is the sign of the moon is a past, it's memory, it can bring up these sort of sticky memories, for example. So that's the thing, not everybody is going to necessarily enjoy having to focus on home and family. But if you can use this well, how do you get what you need? Really get clear about what you need, because this is a time when you really do feel your needs more. For example, but that said, you know, we still have that Gemini new moon that's sort of bringing you into July, that Gemini lunar month. So probably a busy month, a lot of information, a lot of ideas, a lot of movement, a lot of travel, but there is that, you know, there's that friction point with Neptune. And so there's something about needing to listen to your heart, listen to your intuition, learning to distinguish between what's your mental mind and actually what is truth for you. Taurus, so Venus, your planet, it's in Leo. It's actually going to be in Leo for quite a while. We're going to have a Venus retrograde in July. We will talk about that later. But for you, Taurus, Leo is your sign of home and family. It's roots, foundation. So this is sort of this long period of time. It's actually, I believe it's going to take you into October, if I'm remembering my astrology correctly, where it's about really focusing on the things that really matter. Either it's your household, whether it's making sure that you're getting your needs met, home and family, past memory, maybe sort of these deeper questions about value and worth, the value and worth of home, family, for example. And there's going to be something that you're going to revisit over the period of the retrograde. This takes you from the end of July into the beginning of September, where you have to go back to something. But I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. Mars is in this space right now, and maybe your home environment's got a lot going on. Mars is not a quiet influence in this part of your chart. That said, it's going to be Cancer season this week, not quite yet. And Cancer for you is your sign of voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. So you're sort of going into a season that sort of focuses on your mind, education, travel, movement. Certainly it's the season for travel, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, and maybe you've got a lot of ideas. But for you, Taurus, you know, because the moon governs your mind, hopefully that's not too technical, this is really also looking at, you know, how you can sometimes really make knee-jerk reactions and sometimes be clouded about how you see things. So how do you get a little bit more objective, Taurus, for example? That said, you know, that we are in a Gemini lunar month, and that's about money, income, material stability, and security for you. So that's a theme. Spending, value, worth, even self-worth is going to bring you in to July. Gemini. So it is the last call for Gemini season. As we, you know, maybe it's your birthday, maybe you're born on the 18th, 19th, or 20th. So you're at the end of the season. Happy birthday. If that is the case, you got a lot of Neptune bringing you into the coming year. And so there's this sort of like this question for you, Gemini, you know, especially for those that are born at the end of the sign, it's like, how does your life align to something that sort of, how do I put this? You know, Neptune talks about higher callings. Neptune talks about something that, you know, really needs to fill your heart and your soul. It just can't just be about your work or getting, you know, punching a clock, if they still do that, you know, getting a paycheck. And so how do you, you know, take care of your material life, of course, but how do you make sure, you know, your life is sort of aligned with something greater, whatever that means to you, of course. That said, Mercury, you do have, not Mercury, that said, Gemini, you do have Mercury in your sign, and so things are finally kind of getting some movement after feeling like we am stuck in the doldrums while Mercury was in Taurus the past couple of months. That said, you know, Mercury will pretty much breeze through Gemini, but as it does, it is making a square to Neptune this week. So this is why I was saying, like, really search your soul, search your heart, search your spirit. You know, how do your ambitions line up with something that actually feels like it has a deeper integrity with you? And maybe because of all that Saturn energy, Saturn turning retrograde in your career sign, you've got to make some serious decisions and to really look at your commitments this week. Cancer. Cancer, almost your birthday. Happy early birthday for those that are born at the beginning of the sign. The sun arrives in Cancer on June 21st. But that said, you're right at the edge. The sun is in your 12th, so you have your bags packed. You are ready to get out of the 12th. You're ready to start a new season and a new year for you. But you have unfinished business, Cancer. You still had that Gemini new moon on yesterday, June 18th. This means that you're not quite done with the past. You're not quite done with an old cycle. You need to look at some baggage, maybe stuff that you do not want to bring with you into this new birthday season, new birthday year, for example. And for some Cancers, this is a time to reflect, to meditate, to sort of search yourself, look for truth and meaning within, and to let go of things. Again, the things that you do not want to bring with you into this new birthday season. That said, Cancer, what else we got going on? You know, Saturn has just turned retrograde in your ninth, and so you might just be doing a lot of soul searching, especially if your birthday is at the beginning of the sign. You're like, you know, kind of like, do I look within for answers? Do I look outside for answers? Maybe you're looking towards education. Maybe you're looking towards philosophy, maybe even religion. Maybe those answers, you will find it in a journey, for example, but you might be in a little bit of a retreat mode as you start your birthday season. Leo, you got a party going on in your sign right now. You got Mars and Venus, you know, at least you got Mars right now, and Mars will go into Virgo in July. But in the meantime, you got Mars and Venus in your sign. It gives you a little bit of pep in your step, and maybe you could use it because certainly, and we've talked about this, there's just been a lot going on in your sign over the past, gosh, even more than just a few months ago, like even going back a couple of years ago. So just as a reminder, because I was having this conversation with a Leo this weekend, you've got Uranus in your career sign. You've got a couple more years, you know, 2-3 more years of Uranus in your career sign, but it's for you to really take notice of the fact that Uranus has been your career sign since 2018, 2019. Every Leo is going to live this time differently, of course, but this is a 7-year arc of time where your professional life needs to reinvent in some way. For some Leos, this has been a 180. For some Leos, this has been trying to get out of the box, any sort of thing that is holding you back, that's not in alignment with what is inside of you. For some Leos, it is a breakthrough. It is a transformation in your professional life, whether it's literally your career or just your relationship with the world or your relationship with ambitions and how the world sees you. That said, you know, the sun moving into Cancer this week, you are starting to get to the end of your personal zodiac calendar. Cancer forms something called your 12th. So when you get to the 12th, and this is the month before your birthday, it's time to let go. It's time to go within. It's time to look at the baggage of the past year and maybe even the baggage of going, you know, further than that, and to be very clear about what you don't want to bring with you when the sun arrives in Leo at the end of July. So you're doing some soul searching. Then again, this is the time every year for you to do just that. And maybe, you know, as you sort of look at your intuition, is against the backdrop of the larger changes that have been happening in your sign or home or family or career over the past 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, way even back to 2018 and 2019. That said, we're still in a Gemini lunar month, and Gemini for you is your sign of the future. It's to look ahead. It's to hope and dream and wish for something better. It's also to focus on friends and community, to spend time with friends, spend time with community. And maybe with all that Neptune energy, it's to get into some stickier questions about friends. Is this my friend? Is this somebody that I want in my social circle? Can I trust this person? Maybe a lot of deeper emotions are coming up in regards to friends and community. Virgo, your planet is Mercury. So Mercury is in Gemini, although not for much longer. It is zipping its way. I think it goes into Cancer at the beginning of next week. So for you, Gemini is your sign of career. It's not to say that every Virgo is focused on career right now, but it's career, it's duties, it's responsibilities, it's your place in the world, it's the role that you play. And so this is a time for you to take this step up. But Mercury, it's making a square to Neptune. And so there's sort of like a little bit of like, I don't know, like, is this the right way? Is this the right choice? Where am I going? Is this clear? How do I, you know, make sure a partnership is in alignment with my ambitions? How do I make sure that I have all that I need? Or maybe I'm getting support and help from other people. But that's going to start to shift when Mercury goes into Cancer next week, and sort of the one of the major hands in your personal clock goes towards friends, community, society, humanity. That said, you know, you just had a Gemini new moon in your career. So this is the time in your personal calendar to, you know, get a new job, to make changes in your professional environment, to do the recalibrations to make sure that your professional life aligns with what is in your heart and in your soul, for example. But then we're going to go into Cancer season, and we're starting to get to those last stretches of your personal zodiac calendar, because Cancer is your sign of, again, friends, community, society, humanity. It's also the season that points you towards the future. It's also, you know, because Cancer is ruled by the moon, it's like, where's your heart? Your heart is in sort of these larger, broader social issues, social themes. Maybe you feel a desire to volunteer, for example. But that said, like, really capitalize on this capitalize on this Gemini new moon. What is the new beginning that you want? But don't forget that Saturn just turned retrograde in your sign of relationships. And for some Virgos, this is a time about making a commitment to another person. It could be a serious milestone in a relationship. It could be a time when you need to do some recalibration in a relationship. For some people, Saturn is showing you that a relationship is not, unfortunately, not going to last. Libra. So Venus is your planet, and Venus is going to be spending a long time in your 11th sign. Friends, community, society, humanity. Who are your friends? And maybe it's, you know, of course that question means different things to different Libras or Libra risings, but this is a time for you to focus on community. If friends need more attention, if you need to build community, if you need to get, you know, find your allies, get involved in groups, start a group, be the leader of something, do more volunteering, for example, that's a way for you to build this time. But this is all in advance, and I'm getting ahead of myself. Venus turning retrograde at the end of July, I think the 22nd of July. So we got about a month until Venus turns retrograde. And so you're going to spend into the beginning of September needing to do some work. That's the point of a retrograde. It pulls back. We need to go to the past. We need to sort of look at an old story about friends and community. This part of the chart also talks about social themes, social causes, social issues. So it's a bit of a worldly place for you to sort of sit in your astrology over the coming months. Like, what is your relationship with the world? Do you feel of value to the world, for example? That said, Cancer season, sun arrives in Cancer. Cancer is your sign of career, the title after your name, the role that you play in the world, your duties and your responsibilities. So you enter a season that is really putting you at the top, so to speak, of your astrology chart. That said, it's still a Gemini new moon period. And so that new moon is in your ninth. And so the ninth is about, what do I believe in? What do I stand for? Like, what's my truth? What's my convictions? You know, how do I see the world? Also education for some people, for others it's travel, long distance travel, foreign travel. But there's that sort of philosophical lens that is going to be on your experiences over the coming 4 weeks, but also with the energy of Neptune, the energy of Saturn. You know, how do you live these convictions, these truths, and these beliefs on a day-to-day level? Are you, or is it just something that you're saying? Or do you need to make sure that you're the sort of the rituals and the daily activities of your life and everything that you do, your work, aligns with your principles, for example? Scorpio. So Scorpio, Mars is your planet and it's in Leo. It'll be in Leo into, I think, like the middle of July. So Leo is the top of your zodiac chart. It's sort of like, you know, Mars has spent the last year or so getting back to this point. Mars was last in Leo in the summer of 2020, not summer for this, in summer, southern hemisphere, but like, I think it was July and part of June of 2021. So it's been 2 years. So this is sort of like that time, you know, that every 2 years you have to really focus on, well, what's your ambitions and really pushing out into the world, making something of yourself. And you know, I think the sun will have left Leo. Mars will have left Leo by the time the sun goes into Leo. So use Mars's time to really plant some seeds to get things going, and then to use Leo season to get things going even more. But that said, maybe there's just a lot of focus on your worldly duties and responsibilities. I will say, and I'm kind of jumping the gun on next week, like Mars will square Uranus. There's sort of this buildup of pressure all week that brings us into Monday, a week from now, where, you know, something, there's a friction point, something wants to give way, something wants to, you know, change, something wants to transform, for example. But like I said, getting ahead of myself. That said, Cancer for you, the sun goes into Cancer this week. Cancer is your ninth sign, wisdom, knowledge, how you see the world. And maybe on a very mundane level, you are making plans to see the world. Maybe you want to go on a long distance journey or foreign travel. Maybe this is a season for you to really, you know, what do you believe in? What are your convictions? Like, what's your philosophy? Like, what do you stand for? And sort of these bigger philosophical themes that are going to bring you into the beginning of July. But don't forget that we just had a Gemini moon, and Gemini is your eighth sign. My joke about the relationship between the eighth and the ninth, so in this case, Gemini and Cancer, is like, you know, how do we get wisdom and knowledge? We get wisdom and knowledge by doing, you know, the deep inner work, the deep inner transformation. That's the eighth. You know, you have this while Mars was pretty much parked in the eighth, August of 2022, all the way to March of 2023. The eighth is meant for you to face yourself. It's meant for you to do the work. It's meant for you to see what's in your blind spots. The eighth is the space of the unhealed, the unaccepted, the parts where we sort of shove it into the back of the closet, so to speak. And that's, you know, every year, or, you know, when the sun goes through Gemini, or the Gemini new moon, or Mars is sitting into Gemini, you have to do your eighth house work, which then makes you hopefully wise when you go into the ninth and you figure out what does it all mean, for example. But that said, that's Scorpio. Okay. Sagittarius. So Sag, Jupiter is your planet, and it's in Taurus, your sign of health, wellness, but also the sign that talks about the systems, the small systems, the day-to-day systems that run your life. And so Jupiter, your planet, is trying to get very practical, very grounded. How does everything sort of run on a system? And that includes taking care of your body. So this is a natural time when you want to make positive changes in health and wellness and diet, for example. That said, you know, Cancer season for you, you've come out of Gemini season, which is about relationship, and now it's time to get into that deeper stuff: intimacy, vulnerability, trust, power, control, sexuality. It's Cancer, it's the past, it's memory, it's childhood, it's the stuff that's really sort of deep in there. Maybe you don't always have a chance to get into it, but, you know, Sagittarius, you're the sign of wisdom and knowledge. And, you know, having Cancer as your eighth is this reminder that a deep down inside, even though you are a fire sign, you like your freedom, you don't always like to sort of get into the weeds, but you know that the real truth and wisdom and knowledge comes through going through the eighth. So Cancer season for you is that time when you have to kind of get into these sticky, more emotional experiences in life. And that brings you later into your ninth, where it's like, oh, like, this is why I have wisdom and knowledge, because I've lived it, I've been through it, I've grown through it, for example. That said, you just had a Gemini new moon in your sign of a relationship. So even though you got one foot in the sign of intimacy and vulnerability, you got four more weeks to sort of apply that to relationships. And this could be big R relationships, you know, your primary relationships, partnership, marriage, somebody you cohabitate with, or small R relationships. How do you interact and socialize with people, your day-to-day relationships, and really being open to people as well. With Saturn having now just turned to retrograde in your fourth, you know, Neptune is down there. It's really pulling at these deeper emotional themes, home and family, the past. You know, do I have enough? Am I safe? Am I supported? And so you might be a little bit of an emotional time, but also, you know, because Saturn is in your fourth, home and family are going to require some attention as you go into the next couple of weeks. Capricorn. So now your planet is retrograde. No big deal. It turns retrograde for 5 months out of the year. So this is just that time when your planet is pulling back. It's intuitive. It's reflective. It's more, you know, and not an analytical mind necessarily analytical, but a time when you have to sort of sort through things. And it's like, okay, what's been my experience since March, 7th of March, when Saturn first went to Pisces for the first time in 30 years, but also Saturn changing signs for the first time in 3 years. So you're in this new phase of life. And so whatever is building last week and this week around Saturn turning retrograde is giving you some bigger insight to what is being required of you, sort of where you need to take the step up. Remember, Saturn is the planet of duty and responsibility, commitment. Typically, that's something that you're really good at as a Capricorn. You really understand the role and the necessity of commitment, of building towards the future, of taking on your responsibilities. Saturn's in Pisces, so this is kind of a funky place for your planets to be because it has such a spiritual and non-physical element to it. But I think that this is ultimately a time in your life where you need to really cultivate that intuitive voice. Learning to listen to your heart as well as that analytical mind, but not betraying what's in your heart, for example. That said, Cancer season for you, the sun arrives in your relationship sign. So this is a time to look at home, you know, relationships, big R relationships, the people who are the primary relationships in your life, including an intimate partner, if that is relevant for you. Even if you're not in a relationship, it's a time for people to enter your life or for you to look at all relationships in your life. That said, we just had a Gemini new moon, and even though it's Cancer season, we still have got some unfinished business in the sign of work, health, wellness, getting things organized, and having to look at sort of the tension and the pull between sort of the choices that you're making and how those are showing up on a day-to-day level. Aquarius, Saturn is your sign, or Saturn is your planet, and it's in your second sign of money and income. So Saturn is now retrograde as of 2 days ago. And so for the next 5 months, yes, 5 months, because Saturn and the outer planets spend 5 months retrograde, this is sort of a time to pull back, to reflect. It does not mean your life comes to a halt. It's just a different phase of energy. It is intuitive. It is receptive. It is not active and mental analytical, for example. That said, this is sort of your first big check-in point with this larger phase of your life that goes to 2026, where it's about money, income, material stability, and material security, and sort of maybe even these larger questions about value and worth. Am I of value? Do I have everything that I need? What's of value? What's of importance? And it's the thing about Pisces is that typically what's important has to match our spiritual values, for example. That said, the sun is going into Cancer this week, and Cancer for you is your sign of health and wellness and how you take care of your body, sort of the day-to-day rituals and practices and sort of like the systems that run our day-to-day life. And so, you know, it's really getting into the real life human stuff over the next 4 weeks. Maybe you're getting doctor's appointments, or maybe you're looking at your health and wellness, maybe you're going for a walk or going to the gym, for example, and just making sure that this part of your life runs tip top. That said, you just had a Gemini new moon just yesterday, June 18th, in your fifth sign. And so even though it's about real world human stuff over the next coming weeks, you still have to really get into these larger questions about who are you? Are you taking yourself? Are you taking your talents, your gifts, and your abilities seriously? What is the value of your talents, gifts, and abilities? Sort of what you produce, like how do you make time and invest in your passions? For example, you know, with Neptune and Pisces, it's this is where it's like a lot of these. It's not just about money. It's really making sure that sort of these, the spirit of you, the spirit of your life is well supported, and actually, you know, money, income is a support for that, for example. Finally, Pisces. So Pisces, Jupiter is your planet. Jupiter is in Taurus, and so you continue this year-long period of really focusing on education, information. Wait, is that right? Taurus, yes, third sign. Education, information, ideas, communication, how you communicate, the choices that you make, for example. But then it's Cancer season this week, and the sun arrives in your fifth sign. The fifth sign is about you, not just you on a sort of rudimentary level. It's you, the spirit of you, the personality of you, how you share your talents, gifts, and abilities, how you express who you are. And it's in this space where you need to make sure that the sort of the fire of life, the spark of life is well tended. If you feel burnt out, Cancer season for you is a time to get back to the things that nurture you, for example. That said, we just had a Gemini new moon, and Gemini forms the base of your chart. It's home, it's family, and over the coming 4 weeks of the lunar month, this might be a natural time when you move, you make a change in your household, you need to focus more on your living situation, you're making changes in your home, and maybe it's something about family, either your immediate family or, you know, your parents, for example. But then there's Saturn, and Saturn just turned retrograde in your sign, Pisces. And so you're feeling these sort of larger, like, you know, the weight of Saturn, time, aging, responsibilities, duties. I know it's a bummer, but Saturn's also trying to get you to build and construct this new chapter of your life. You know, Saturn has not been in Pisces since 1994, 5, and 6. And so this is the start of a new 30-year chapter for, I know, new 30-year chapter for you, Pisces. And so, you know, maybe you're feeling like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Maybe you're having to, like, be, you know, take the step up, stand on your own 2 feet, really take the lead, and maybe get very clear about what you want, the choices that you're making, and making sure that they are absolutely 100% in integrity with you. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology for this week. That's my dog. This week of June 19th through 25th, 2023. My name is Katie Sweetman. Again, you can find me online at empoweringastrology.com. I hope you all can join me next week for my 5-week course. It's not just a class. It's not just a beginner's class, but it's really meant to give you this deeper relationship with the signs, with the planets, with the elements, for example. And what does it all make in your astrology? So if you ever wanted to do a deep dive on astrology, you can learn more about this course. It's on empoweringastrology.com, or the link is in the show notes. You can follow me online. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube. I also put a newsletter out every first thing Monday morning, so sign up for my newsletter. Again, all the links are in the show notes. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I see some familiar faces. I know you join me all every week, or you're part of the quote-unquote Tuesday Club when you watch me Tuesday morning, sometime in the car, at the gym, going to work, whatever. But I appreciate you all. I know some of you are my clients, for example. But I will see you all next week. Take care, be well, until the next time. Bye-bye.